We meet again. We come to worship our God. Nothing can prevent us from having a time of worship. And I thank all who are involved in making this possible. We're going to sing Jesus, what a beautiful name. Let us come to the Lord and praise his name. God, our Father, we praise you, for you are truly God. the only God, the true God, the living God, Father, Son, and Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. We thank you for the way that you care for us. We thank you that you're always there to hear our prayers. And so as we begin our worship this morning, we simply want to say thank you, Lord, for who you are and for what you do. We acknowledge that you are the only living God, and we acknowledge that you are our God. And it's you that we've come to worship. And we pray, Lord, that in our worship, you will not only be praised, but that you will be glorified. For without you, Lord, what could we do? Thank you, Lord, for being our God. We bless you. Amen. Now we're going to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And he is a true friend, isn't he? Let us come to the Lord in prayer of intercession. Lord, we love you. We love your world. We love each other. And as we come in prayer now, Lord, we want to pray once again for the world that you created. We know, Lord, that it's your desire that all people should love each other. That instead of division, there should be unity. Instead of trouble, there should be peace. Lord, we want to see your world as you created it. We want to live the kind of life that you ordained for us. And we want to thank you, Lord, because you sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. And that means that if we come in repentance and faith, we can have this wonderful relationship with you. So, Lord, we pray that we might be your true disciples, that we might be empty of spirit. Sorry, Lord, that we might be empty of self and full of the Spirit. We pray, Lord, that we might live lives that are in accordance with your will. Lord, we know that the leaders of all the different nations have great responsibilities, and we ask that you would give them wisdom. We pray, Lord, that they may consider very carefully the decisions that they have to make. May they, Lord, rest on you. May they accept your guidance. We thank you for our own country. We thank you for our Queen, we thank you for the royal family, and we thank you for those that are seeking to make your world the kind of world that you wanted. Lord, we pray for the church throughout the world. Lord, we thank you that there are so many people worshipping and serving you in this world today. We pray, Lord, for our own communities. Lord, help us that we might be faithful servants. We pray, Lord, for all those who work for us. We pray again, Lord, for our National Health Service. We pray for our hospitals, for our clinics, for our doctors, for our nurses. We pray, Lord, for the police force. We pray for the fire service. We pray for all the people that seek to serve us. We are indeed a fortunate people. And Lord, we pray for volunteers. There are so many people in this world and indeed in this country that are helping people freely of their own will. We thank you, Lord, for the tremendous service given by so many volunteers. We pray, Lord, for our children, many of them back at school. We pray for our young people. We pray for those that are at university. Lord, they don't know what the future holds. But Lord, we place them in your hands. We pray, Lord, that they may be able to do their studies without problems. We pray, Lord, that when finally they qualify, we pray, Lord, that they may find work. But Lord, we know there is a lack of work at the moment. People being made redundant, firms closing down. Lord, we want to see an end to all this. We want to see, Lord, this virus finally defeated. And yet, Lord, we would acknowledge that for that to happen, all people must keep the regulations. Those restrictions are made for our benefit, Lord. So help us that we might accept them and that we might do them. So, Lord, be with us. Be with our family and friends. Be with those, Lord, that have problems at this time. Be with those that are lonely. Be with those that are sick. Be with those that are distressed. Lord, you are Lord of all. And we bring to you, Lord, now, our families, our friends, all the people that we know, people that we might work with, people that we live with, people that we come across in our daily lives. Be, Lord, with them all, and help each one of us to be faithful to you. Help us to honour you. Help us to worship you. And help us, Lord, to claim your promises. Where would we be, Lord, without those promises? But we have them and they are true. And so, Lord, we ask that you would give us the courage to claim your promises so that we might live a life that is in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Today's readings are from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 4, followed by Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 21. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendour. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
Now we're going to sing a lovely song, "All I Once Held Dear."
Join my righteousness, and I
Now we come to God's word for us today. It's entitled, The Ministry of Jesus. From the reading that we have just heard, we see that on the Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue. This time he was asked to read the scriptures and then comment on them. Jesus chose to read from Isaiah 61. And then he told them that this prophecy was about him. Imagine how surprised they would have been, because it was a prophecy about the coming of the Messiah. Was he an imposter, or was he simply mad? However, looking at the passage, we see about his ministry the following things. One, his would be a spirit-filled ministry. And we must realize that without the Spirit, we are unable to serve the Lord efficiently. And as we look at the life and ministry of Jesus when he was here on earth, you will see that the Spirit worked through him in wonderful ways. Secondly, he came to preach good news to the poor. And when we talk about the poor here, we're talking about those with the freedom from sin. We're talking about those that have instead the riches of new life through Jesus. Number three, he came to set prisoners free and to release the oppressed from their oppression. Every 7 years, the Jews observed the sabbatical year, And after 7 years, and then a further 7 years, on the 15th year, they celebrated the year of Jubilee. Then all debts were cancelled, land is returned to the original owners, slaves were freed, prisoners released, and everyone was given a fresh start. Oh, may that happen for us today. And then number four, Jesus came to heal. He brought healing to the brokenhearted, sight to the blind, hope to the rejected, and healing physically and spiritually to all who came to him in need. Can I just say, friends, that if the gift of healing is given to us, we need to be very careful how we use that gift. I valued the training that I received from the London Christian Healing Centre, part of the Ministry of Holy Trinity, Brompton. And I'm going to say this to you. Do not give promises, because it is not everyone that will be healed. There is, of course, our Lord's will, and we may not understand that, but the Lord has a purpose for all things. We also need to acknowledge that God heals through doctors, nurses, and hospitals. So, my friends, if you have the gift of healing, be very careful how you use that gift, and do not make promises to those that come to you for healing. Number five, the last one, Jesus came to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The prophecy was fulfilled. Jesus had come, the true Son of God. Yes, he'd come. He died, he rose again to gain new life. And then the Father sent the Spirit, and we know that Jesus is to come again. You know, my friends, as we look at the ministry of Jesus, we can see how God acted in a wonderful way. We, in a few moments, are going to celebrate communion. Bread and wine we eat and drink. But that bread and wine is special in one way, because it is a symbol, only a symbol, but a symbol of the blood and the body that Jesus gave for us. So let us be thankful for the whole ministry of Jesus. And let us realize that that ministry continues today and will do so certainly until he comes again. God bless you. Amen. Now we're going to sing the wonderful song, Jesus Christ, I Think Upon Your Sacrifice.
Where you died, I'm humbled by your mercy. exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at this saving grace. I'm full of praise once again.
Coming now to join together in communion. As I've just said, the bread is a symbol of his body. The wine is a symbol of his blood given so freely for us. We need to remember that he came because he loves us. That's why he died on the cross for us. We come, we wait, we worship, and we remember. Those famous words of Jesus, do this in remembrance of me. So, my friends, let us take the bread. Let us raise it. Let us remember it's the symbol of his body given for you and for me. Jesus shed his blood for us. Oh, what a wonderful act Jesus did for us. May we never forget the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. Let us drink in remembrance of him and all that he achieved for us. Let us drink. And now we're going to sing our last song, Jesus is the Name We Honor. Let us go determined to serve our Lord, and may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us, with all those we love, with all those we know, both now and forevermore. Amen.